Hello, and welcome to another edition of the TeachNet podcast. I'm Clifford Brown, and in the studio with me today, I have Deirdre Dennehy and Ian Roller, and we're going to be talking about a programme called the DISC programme, that's D-I-S-C. Deirdre, you are the project manager for DISC. What is DISC?
Well, Cliff, DISC stands for Dublin Inner City Schools Computerisation Programme. And we are an integral part of DIT's Community Links programme. And we are involved with 38 primary and secondary schools in the inner city of Dublin. And what we provide is, you know, it was set up in 1998 for equality of access and equal opportunity for all to information communications technology in education. So we provide resources and training and IT projects initiatives for students and teachers of these schools.
So it's an initiative of DIT. And as project manager, what do you have to do and who works with you or have your partners in the programme?
Well, as I said, it was set up in 1998 by Professor Tommy Cook. And Tommy is the director of the Community Links programme. And as project manager, you know, we are involved with a lot of partners who have been, you know, greatly generous to the programme. Hewlett-Packard have been with us for many years and provided resources, installation of computer equipment and facilities in the school and also financial funding for the programme. In addition to that, the National Centre for Technology and Education, Smart Technologies, Arup Engineering, ESB, and of course DIT, as it's part of a DIT initiative, play a crucial role in the programme. So, you know, with the aid and facilities provided by these programmes, it enables us to provide this much needed integration of ICT in education. And the Dublin Inner City partnership also play a very important role with a DISC and also one of our other programmes, the Digital Community Programme. So they also have provided a lot of support and funding to enable us to carry out what we need to.
Ian, I'll come to you now. And you are the ICT Projects Coordinator for DISC. What's your role and what do you do for DISC?
I suppose my official role would be to assist teachers to develop ICT projects or to help them with their ICT projects within the curriculum. So my job would be to go out to the schools and try and encourage teachers as much as possible to invest some time in a little bit of training and then try and encourage them to use the various projects or work with the various projects in the classroom with the children. And because obviously they get a great deal of enjoyment out of it.
That's interesting. And what sort of projects then are you involved in with schools?
Well, we have a number of projects that we try to encourage the schools to do and the teachers specifically. We start off, for instance, we use a Comic Life. We've introduced that into a number of schools. And we were able to purchase licensing reasonably cheaply so that they were able to get them in the schools without having to to pay a lot of money for the licenses themselves. So we try and get the teachers to incorporate the comics into whatever they might be doing, whether it's history or geography or simply just narrating stories or procedural writing, and gives them an opportunity then to output what they're teaching in class just in a different way. So that would be one of the programs we try to encourage the teachers to use. The other one, which I know you've used many times, is the animation. We've the clay animation. We try to use that as well, looking all the time to see if there's free programs that are available to them, to the teachers, so they don't have a very large outlay, which is one of the key problems, obviously, with funding the way it is. We also have, this year we've brought in, we've introduced a program called Crazy Talk, where it's a nice little animation program where teachers or the students can take any photograph, a still photograph, mark out the mouth and the eyes. And when they do that, they're able to talk into a microphone, and the whole face becomes animated. And they're able to take characters from history, or they're able to take still photographs of animals. And when it's all done correctly, the teacher then can introduce various different elements of the curriculum and get the children to do some research. And because they'll want to stand up in front of the class, they'll come up with the information found from the internet or whatever resource they can get it, and they will be interested in using their animations. That's another one. So then in terms of animation, we also do multimedia, photo story type of work. We have, in the secondary schools, we're looking at game making. SketchUp, for instance, obviously is a very useful program in secondary schools. We do a lot of Lego work as well. So there's a whole broad range of different projects. And the key thing is that they're not difficult for the teachers to learn, and they're not difficult for the students to learn. So the learning curve on it is not too steep for either the teachers or the students.
And in terms of involving teachers in these projects, what strategies do you employ? Like, would you offer these courses to the schools and provide some kind of professional development for teachers in those areas?
Yeah, what we would do initially is we try to make sure we can access the teachers and as many of the teachers as possible. So very often we'd ask, could we go in for at a time of a staff meeting and just introduce all of the programs to the teachers if we can, and then invite them to maybe what you'll find is that in any school, maybe not all of them will be interested in doing all of the projects, but maybe a few of them will be interested in doing one or two. And because we're in a position where I can go in, talk to three or four of them, I can get them up and running. And then if at a future date they want to do it to learn about it in more detail, we can organise more serious type of training through NCTE if we need to, or for ourselves as well. We can help do a longer programme for them.
And how many teachers would you say, involved in projects?
Well, out of the 38 schools, we would say we have 25 schools are heavily involved. And in each of those, usually you'd have, in some schools, we might have all the teachers involved. If we're very lucky, they would be sort of the highly motivated schools, which is always being led by the principal and the ICT coordinator. But in other schools, it might simply be one or two. So it can be a range within any school as to how many are involved. But all the time, what we're trying to do, or I'm trying to is to get them to get involved at a very small level, first of all, in any type of project, and then just see where we can bring it and where it can develop.
I'll come back to you now, Deirdre, and ask you a little bit about how do you showcase the work of the Dublin Inner City Schools Computerisation Programme?
Well, actually, on the 3rd of June of this year, we're launching our annual iFestival exhibition in the Central Library in the ILAC Centre. And we find this a great outlet to showcase the students' ICT and multimedia projects that they develop throughout the year. So it's a celebration, basically, of all the work that's completed by the students through the DISC programme. So we're going to have a range of projects from the ICT initiatives, comic making, robotic Lego, animation, podcasting, video making, photo story, and so on. So it's a great event. It's a very fun day for teachers and students and for our partners to meet and greet with the teachers and students and really get a feel for what's actually happening within DISC.
I see. And would you just tell me again, where is that on and when and what are the dates? How long will it last for?
It's called iFestival, and it's being launched on the 3rd of June at 1:30 in the Central Library in the ILAC Centre. And it's going to go on until the 26th of June.
Also, it runs for quite some time and it's open to the public and anybody who's interested in coming in.
Yes, it's open to the public and it's free. So please come on in for the month of June. We'd love to see you there and to have a go and play around with some of the IT projects our students have created. It'd be great.
And do you have any other way that people can find out more about the work of DISC? Is there a website that they can visit?
Yeah, we do. We have our own website for the DISC programme, and that's discproject.ie. And also within the Community Links umbrella, we have our own site within that, and that's communitylinks.ie/DISC. So either of those websites, you can find our current newsletters, events we have coming up, and any other information and contact details. If you want to contact us directly with any queries or any information, if you want to get involved or just hear more about it, it's all up there on the website.
That's very interesting. Ian, just coming back to you and the work in your in the schools, what region of the city, like you have quite a number of schools to visit, so what sort of geographical area of Dublin do you cover?
Technically, it's supposed to be between the two canals, but there's a few schools either side of that that we work with. So it's generally inner city schools, disadvantaged status schools within the inner city. So it's a long trek from one side of the city to the other. So we try and get around to them all as often as we can. Obviously, the more often we can drop into them, the more we can encourage them, and the more we can sort of help them wherever possible. We wouldn't be in a position where we sit, or I wouldn't be in a position where I go into the classroom very often and work directly with the students or the children. What would I be doing is trying to work with the teachers and obviously get greater output that way, rather than, you know, setting aside a time each week to be sitting in with the class.
Can I just ask you, have you noticed any specific learning outcomes that are coming from this? Have any of the schools reported to you that the programme makes a difference to them, or is there any anecdotal evidence that this kind of work is more engaging for students?
Well, if you take, I think any teacher who has taken on, has tried to use the projects, the ICT projects within the classroom, will tell you that they get a great response from the children, and they are enthusiastic about the whole process of making videos, of creating, of learning. And simply by having the ICT projects there, it adds a whole new dimension to the classroom and gives the children an opportunity to use technology that they're so familiar with at home anyway. So if basically a lot of them at this stage are nearly born with remote controls and mobile phones in their hands. And it's a shame that we can't get obviously what I'm trying to do is get every teacher working with every child doing ICT projects. So when they do get the opportunity to use the technology in the classroom, they really enjoy it. They're fully engaged. It helps motivate the kids. And it also helps to a great extent in terms of behaviour as well. We were up at a school yesterday where they were talking about they've just had an interactive whiteboard was introduced to the classroom, and they definitely will tell you that the behaviour of the children has improved simply because of that. And now it's our job to try and get in there and get them to do more of the projects themselves using that tool that they have, this fantastic tool of an interactive whiteboard.
Yes, there's a great buzz around interactive whiteboards these times and trying to find creative ways of using them. And can you tell me anything else? Are there any other piloting programs that you might be involved in, Deirdre, that are coming up with DISC? Or how's DISC developing over the future months and years?
Well, you know, within DISC, we're always looking to the future and how we can constantly, you know, refine and keep up to date on top of all new technologies and get the best for our schools. And at present, we are currently piloting an e-learning system that's in operation in 1,200 schools in the north of Ireland. So this has been adopted by the Department of Education in Northern Ireland, this e-learning system that we're piloting in our schools. So there's four schools involved, and the pilot was agreed with our partners, Hewlett-Packard and also C2K in Northern Ireland in 2008. And to date, it's been very successful. We've seen great results with teachers and the feedback from students also using the system. As Ian was saying there, like a huge benefit from ICT in general, and we've seen it with the e-learning system, is how it engages the students. And students that maybe might be quieter in class and less involved and more withdrawn tend to engage well with ICT. They want to get more involved in it, and it can provide a stepping stone towards the classroom. So like some teachers have mentioned about how behaviour has improved from a typical class environment purely because the students are more motivated using ICT.
Yeah, that e-learning system that you're piloting, is there a particular name for that? Or is
yeah, well, the one we're piloting is Learning Northern Ireland, and it's a managed learning environment as opposed to a virtual learning environment. And really, the distinction is that it's because it's for primary and secondary schools, that it's very secure online environment. You know, security is number one with the system. And it was developed by Hewlett-Packard and C2K in Northern Ireland. And they've kindly given us a pilot, so all our teachers and students in the four schools can access all the curriculum resources for Northern Ireland, interactive activities and discussion forums, so students engage in discussions around particular topics. And also, you know, there's email functions, video conferencing functions, so they can communicate across geographical boundaries. So that there's a lot of opportunities there to enable teachers to collaborate together and with students and deliver educational material.
And how long do you hope to pilot that for?
Well, we're just completing the initial stage of the pilot, and due to the success, we are going to be piloting it for another 12 months. So what we intend to do with the next stage of the pilot is to explore and exploit the e-learning as a tool that can cross communities and geographical boundaries. And we're forming a link with schools in the north of Ireland and enabling teachers and students to communicate and work together to deliver material. So we're going to be using the video conferencing aspect, the discussion forums, and using it as a vehicle to engage the pupils.
It sounds like a very exciting project indeed. I'd like to be involved in that one myself. Well, I think we pretty well covered everything around DISC at this stage. I hope you've enjoyed listening to our show. I'd like to thank Deirdre Dennehy, the project manager, and Ian Roller from DISC. And I hope you'll join us for our next podcast.